Well, good Monday morning. Happy IRS day. No, not very happy, really. This is Captain Marty. I got lots to talk about in the weekend wrap-up. I'll be back to do just that in just a second.
When it comes to finding phenomenal seafood, you gotta go insane. That's right. Stop into the Insane Seafood Market right there on Highway 64 in Columbia. Luke Midget and his crew work hard out on the water to make sure you have the freshest selection of seafood around. They provide a wide selection of fish, crabs, shrimp, oysters, and clams, just to name a few. Insane Seafood has a hot bar to satisfy that seafood craving right on the spot. Visit them online at InsaneSeafood.com and like them on social media. Go insane at Insane Seafood Market, Highway 64 in Columbia.
Red Drum Tackle in Buxton is the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras. And being the closest tackle shop to Cape Point, Red Drum Tackle has been welcoming fishermen to Hatteras Island with a wide selection of bait and tackle, skilled custom rod builds, rod and reel repair, expert knowledge and information since 1974. Red Drum Tackle knows how, when, and where to fish. To acquire this fishing brain power, visit them online at reddrumtackle.com. Red Drum Tackle, the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras, and the closest to Cape Point in Buxton.
All right, let's talk about offshore fishing first, like we always do. Over the weekend, Saturday, very breezy, and didn't have a whole lot going on at all. But Sunday, the boats got out, finally. And actually, the weather is looking pretty good, like we might get several days in a row of offshore fishing. Unfortunately, it was not great fishing. It was very slow, actually. The Oregon Inlet boats that got out caught just a scattered dolphin or mahi, very scattered blackfin tuna. I'm talking about really, really slow fishing. I did hear a report of still a few of those bluefin tuna around. I thought they were gone, but they're not. So there was a couple of those caught and released, is the way I understand it. Down in Hatteras, same exact fishing. A few blackfin tuna, a few mahi, a few wahoo. I think the tuna duck might have pulled the hook on a blue marlin. We haven't heard about much in the way of blue marlin fishing, but that was going on. Also, a few triggerfish, a few king mackerel, a few amberjack, and a few false albacore for some of the guys off Hatteras fishing in closer to shore. But still, we haven't got the really great inshore or nearshore fishing yet. We know there's a lot of ribbon fish close to the beach, especially at Oregon Inlet. A lot of false albacore, things like that. That's going to be picking up by the day. So we'll keep you posted with that. And a big thanks, by the way, on today's fishing report to Tony Lombardi, walkingangler.com. Tony's helping us put together information each and every report that we do. I'm hearing from Tony that the surf and pier fishing picked up a little bit. There were places of very good puffer or blow toad fishing, and there was places where the sea mullet bite was also really good, and that includes some piers like Rodanthe Pier. I saw some nice catches of fish off there. But pier or surf, water temperatures are creeping up through the 50s now. I did hear a rumor of a few big drum down at Cape Point, but I can't really prove that one. I just heard it secondhand, so we do know that that's going on as well. There's been some of these bluefish, and the bluefish are up to 6 pounds, a couple of them a little bit bigger than that, and there was also a few sheep's head caught off some of the piers. So pretty strong improvement when you add into that a puppy drum and a speckled trout, a few small sharks, is enough to keep your interest up on the surf and at the piers. Now we're going to take just a short break, and I'll be right back to tell you what's going on in the sounds and what I have for you on the inland or freshwater fishing front.
At Fishing Unlimited on the Nag's Head Manio Causeway, not only can you get stocked up with all the bait, tackle, and amenities necessary to fish, but you can also be your own captain. That's right. At Fishing Unlimited, you can rent one of their spacious pontoon boats to go fishing, crabbing, dolphin watching, or just to cruise the Roanoke Sound. It's family fun at its finest. Half-day and full-day rentals are available. Be your own captain at Fishing Unlimited on the Nag's Head Manio Causeway.
Sound fishing hasn't changed much. Everything's holding about the same. We do have quite a few bluefish, especially in the lower Pamlico, like back of Ocracoke, back of Hatteras. Some of these bluefish are those, not the old-fashioned big bluefish, but 6 to 10 pounders. There's also a few tailor bluefish as well, some puppy drum, and a good speckled trout bite. The Northern Sound had some real nice speckled trout. I saw Jed Dixon had one that, gosh, I don't know how big it was, 5-6 pounds, something like that. A few puppy drum in those catches as well. The bluefish that I mentioned and the sheephead, just like kind of very similar fishing to what we're seeing on the beaches right now. And we do have a lot of inshore boats that are up and running, charter boats. That's backcountry fishing. A whole lot of fun. Half day fishing. Great way to learn how to speckled trout fish or puppy drum fish. And, you know, if you're doing it on your own, I would recommend you stay around or in the mouth of the estuaries, the river heads where they run into the sound, the creeks. Those kind of places right now seem to be the best place for a speckled trout bite. And finally, the last thing I have is our freshwater fishing. Crappie fishing was good yesterday for those that put in some time. That is such a covert fishery that I don't have a lot of information. Sometimes people say, where do I go? I just can't help you too much on that. You know I would. I do know that the Currituck Sound has produced a few. I know they're catching a few over around Lake Manasquite as well. That's just something you're going to have to go put in your time. Some of those ditch banks on Highway 64 are really good through East Lake in that area at times. East Lake itself is a good spot to go give it a try. And finally, in the Albemarle Sound and the Alligator River and around the Mans Harbor area, a pretty good bite on catfish. I didn't get a catfish report from Lake Manamuskeet because I did not see anybody fishing on the causeway where I could stop and ask them, so there must not be a whole lot going on there. But we're going to get into a lot more perch and catfishing as we get into spring. A lot to look forward to this week as we have much warmer air temperatures, and we should have seawater temperatures warming up as well. Hope you have a good time out fishing. You're not going to catch them in the motel room, so go out and wet a line. That's my report for you on this Monday.